Fear captivates the mind. And for many of us, this detention is more than a momentary event. It resembles Michel de Montaigne's portrait when he said, quote, "My life has been full of terrible misfortune, most of which has never happened." In this way, fear dominates our mental and emotional framework to the extent that it occupies the full horizon of our vision. Despite biblical admonitions to resist, such as Jesus' words, "Take heart, be not afraid," or the insight that there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, it is nevertheless quite easy for the tentacles of fear to strangle us. Biblical injunctions such as these often hit our ears like Shakespeare's famous poem, "Fear No More." "Fear no more the lightning flash, nor the all-dreaded thunderstorm. Fear not slander, censure rash. Thou hast finished joy and moan. All lovers young, all lovers must consign to thee and come to dust." The poem is remarkable because the title suggests a way out of fear. But if Shakespeare envisions any hope at all, it's not in this life. He takes you to the grave, which is literally the last word of the poem. Interestingly, though, the New Testament presents a similar picture. Jesus said, for instance, "Unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit." Death, it turns out, is not the end. It is the entrance to life, the passageway in which the tentacles of fear lose their suffocating grip. Terror, in whatever form it might come, does not greet us as the final word. Alone in deepest agony, while tired apostles slept, no one to share his vigil, weep with him as he wept. Before him, clearly rising, the cross, the dying pain, and sins of hosts unnumbered, whose souls he dies to gain. With the specter of death squarely before him, Jesus endured the cross. He died, and in doing so, he experienced the most profound terror imaginable. The one who had been in perfect fellowship with the Father from eternity past was forsaken. Divine wrath was unleashed with such unmitigated fury that Jesus' relationship with God was eclipsed by the terror of holiness. Underneath the weight of this condemnation, Jesus cried out, "Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani," that is, my God, why have you forsaken me?" We rightfully deserve divine judgment. We deserve to be cut off from the loving presence of God. But on account of God's redemptive grace, that curse has been borne for us. Christ was cast into the darkness so that we do not have to be. And he was raised from death to the right hand of God's throne, so that now, having our lives embedded in Christ, we need not fear being forsaken by the Father. And since we need not fear this, we need not fear anything.